Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
There were two killers.
Luke, that's your daddy.
The robot did it.
Snape was a good guy.
He really wasn't cheating.
They was in purgatory the whole time.
What? Everybody dies.
Verbal Kent is Kaiser Sose.
They killed old Yella.
Oh my god. Everybody in this Tyler Perry movie got AIDS.
Spoiled movie reviews.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Black Autist Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod, and joined by my homie, my friend, Jay Trill, for a very special review of Lovebirds. What's going on, Justin?
Oh, man, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
No problem, man. Glad you can make it. We would do the review. We'll talk about comments that for our last review. But we didn't have any comments for our last review, so we won't need to be talking about that, apparently, because none of y'all wanted to talk about our thoughts on A Fall from Grace.
A Fall from Grace, which is sad, because we watched that movie for y'all, and this is what we get, no feedback whatsoever.
As people that support black women, to have this done to us, I mean, it really makes... It's really unjust, but let's not complain about that too much. We do reviews. People who've seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or just don't care about spoilers, because we do spoil the movie. And today's movie is The Lovebirds. All right. It is a comedy. It's a rom-com featuring Issa Rae, or Issa Bae, as I like to call her. Kamal Nanjiani. And Anna Camp is in this, who I was so great in True Blood. And just a bunch of other people you probably haven't heard of. It's on Netflix, so you can go watch it right now. It was supposed to come out in theaters, but then the COVID hit, so then it went directly to Netflix. But the plot is a couple, Issa Rae and Kamal Nanjiani, experiences a defining moment in their relationship when they are unintentionally embroiled in a murder mystery. As their journey to clear their names takes them from one extreme and hilarious circumstance to the next, they must figure out how they and their relationship can survive the night. Justin, let's talk about what we liked. We'll talk about what we didn't like, and then we'll score it from 0 to 5. Give me something you liked about this movie.
Honestly, the first thing I liked about the movie was it had a very diverse cast. Like, it had black, brown people, white people, Indian people. Like, it just had a really diverse cast, and that was something I actually enjoyed about this movie.
So you're still into that?
I was surprised.
You still into that whole diversity thing? You still doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you're consistent. I'll say that. I did like that too. Seeing a romantic relationship between two people that, with neither one of them being white, like an interracial relationship, you normally don't see that on screen, and you almost never see that as a headline of a film, like the two main cast, like maybe in the background, but to see a whole movie based on that. And it's not like race comes up a lot in the film, but you know, it was just interesting because normally it's a white person and then a not white person.
I really enjoyed it.
Speaking of which, a thing that worked for me was the comedy. This shit was so funny to me, because Issa Rae and Kamal Nanjiani had good comedic timing and chemistry, and the way they joke back and forth, especially as the hijinks ensued. Like, one of my favorite scenes, which I do have the movie clip of, is when they're being interrogated by Edie, because she thinks they have some information she wants to get.
Make a decision here, all right? My husband and I have plans tonight.
I'll go with not the grease. I'll go with the door.
Japan! Door it is. Tell them what they've won.
No.
Japan, pick your feet! Stop it! Leave them alone! Open the door.
Is it gonna shit on me?
Take the grease.
Looks like
So yeah, man, like, they had great chemistry, and the whole premise of the film is that they show their first perfect, like, date, and when they first meet, and it's like, you almost think it's gonna be a meet cute. At least that's the way it seemed almost in the trailer, but it's actually like 4 years later. They've been dating for a while. They're kind of stuck in a lull. They're starting to kind of bicker and get on each other's nerves. And so their back and forth and stuff is still funny while going through this, like, are we breaking up? Are we not? Are we together? Are we not? Like, so to make that stuff funny to me was, to me, a difficult job, but they just pulled it off easily. What else?
Yeah, it almost seemed like they were sometimes just improvising, because they looked like they was having that much fun, and mm-hmm. it looked like they were improvising, but it worked.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It did. I do wonder how much of it was improvised, like, because it felt that like it could have been with some of these scenes. So, what else?
Did you see the movie Date Night with, like, Steve Carell and Tina Fey?
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay,
but what were we
going to say? This movie reminded me of that, only with actors that weren't in season but still did a wonderful job of punchlines and landing the comedy and that sort of thing. Because it's a similar type movie.
Was another thing I like. I don't know if you had another one, but. For me,
I was commenting since we were talking about, like, the comedic timing. Just wanted to add to that.
No problem. I had to check that out.
But another thing I liked was, so Issa Rae, or Issa Bae as you call her, she killed it on the outfits, dog.
Oh yeah.
I think they had so many outfit changes, but they worked for her and it added to the overall comedy of the show. I actually caught myself looking like, oh, you know what? I wouldn't mind a unicorn jacket right now. Because when she wore that unicorn jacket, I was like, yeah, all this makes sense. Like, it just fit. And that was something. It's small, but I actually enjoyed that as the movie went on.
I don't know if she's just such a great actress or if I just am in love with her. Because, like, every fucking role, every movie, I'm just like, this is a great movie. I think I just like staring at Issa Rae's face. It doesn't really matter what the fuck the movie's about. But nah, she's also really funny, and she's well known for whatever outfit she puts on in whatever movie. She always be rocking that shit. But yeah, in this movie, like, it was just like super dope and such a different role than, like, The Photograph to me. Where, you know, she, like, this one had a lot more, like, arguing and punchlines and quick, rapid jokes, and a lot less of the romance in it, you know what I mean? It's more calm than rom. Another thing I liked, too, was the stakes were super low, in a way. Like, in a movie where it's about, like, these motherfuckers might get accused of murder and they're both brown people, you would think that plot wouldn't work for, you know, you'd be like, nah, I don't fuck the police. I don't, like, are they gonna just get shot walking around the next corner? But it's really not like that. Like, it's actually pretty low, and it's all because that one black woman is super competent at her job. She's like, y'all were never suspects. Y'all, like, what the fuck? Like, y'all, what are y'all even worried about? So, I like that. Like, in a movie with something as serious as that happening in the background, it's actually pretty lighthearted. What else did you like?
Yeah. One of my favorite scenes was when they showed up at that sex club.
Bruh.
And they tied the joke in at the end of it. Like, it was like basically a three-part joke of them in the beginning of the movie arguing about, like, you know, orgy or group sex and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Lead to, like, this huge argument. And then they show up at the sex club. And then at the end, when they're at the ambulance, like, they tie it all together. Like, you trying to get it in this ambulance?
Right. And also, it's funny how she was so into the orgy when they was about to do it.
Yeah.
And the part where they took off the mask, like, that shit cracked me up. Another positive for this is they had my girl in it playing Edie, Anna Camp, who I loved on True Blood. Like, she was such an annoying character, but she, like, killed that role.
I didn't even recognize her from True Blood. But till you said it, then I looked up and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, she's so good. She was a Sarah Newland in there. I'll never forget her in that role just because she healed it so good. And that whole scene with the torture and all that stuff was just that. So she's like, I got this bacon grease, and I just love that shit, man. So that was go ahead.
Real talk, which one are you taking? The horse kick. The bacon grease.
The horse kick, but that's if you ask me before I get kicked by the horse. Like, because the bacon grease, because I love when he goes, she kind of go pour it on my head, and she's like, just, you know, out of curiosity, what would you have poured the bacon grease? Like, on your face? I was like, yep. I would have took the kick.
Man, I feel like getting kicked in the chest like that, I'm dead. Like, it's, bruh. And you hope it's in the chest.
I know.
You could have got kicked in the face.
I know his lungs is full of blood, bro. But yeah, man, I thought she was just a great, like, little addition to the cast and very funny. Anything else for the positives?
So there's a few other scenes I really like, but the runtime is like outside of scenes, the runtime for this.
I definitely had like that down.
Real quick moving movie.
Yeah, I definitely wrote that down. The runtime is like less than an hour and a half. Like, where do you get all that? It's so fast. You know what I mean?
You know why? Because they didn't do a whole lot of character development with their relationship. They just basically was like jump right into the relationship, and I was so happy for that.
Yeah, they just did that montage, and then it was like, boom, they together. There you go. So yeah, that was cool too. Another thing I would say is like the action scenes and stuff. It was really well filmed. Like when they had to do action and fighting and the hitman killing people and the car chase scenes and stuff. Like, they were really well done, kinetically flow, like, so it just really fun and funny. I cannot stress enough how funny this fucking movie was to me. Was it anything you didn't like for the dislikes?
Not really. No, I watched it. I've actually watched this maybe 3-4 times now, like it's.
Yeah, it's so weird that, like, when I was literally shocked to see the scores, and I don't know if I'm missing something or what, but it's like 6 out of 10 and shit. I was like, this is a, like, what was wrong with it, you know?
Each time I watch it, I see something different that I missed the first time.
Right. Like, could it be that thing where it's just two brown people and people just go, I don't know why, I just didn't like it. I just, you know.
Some of the jokes were like low puns, but then some of it was smart comedy.
Right. And I think what helped the movie is that the plot is so ridiculous that it's good. Cause if it would have been too realistic, I would have just been worried them cops was coming and it was going to kill them or something. But with the plot being like, no, they're clearly overreacting and like doing way too much. And there's no threat of something happening to him. It felt like good to me that like I'd never felt like I was in danger or whatever. So I don't know. Maybe it was the trailer. Maybe people were thrown off by that. I don't know. Anyway, I loved it.
Yeah, it seemed fun. Like it's just a fun movie. Like this.
Yeah. So all right.
And it's scene after scene of comedy.
Right. It was funny as shit. Like I guess, you know, if you want to have a quote unquote negative, the surrounding cast isn't that funny. Like they didn't really like the difference between this and like say the photograph with like Lil Rel's in it or something, like, mm-hmm. where you're like, oh, okay, yeah, they got a couple other people they put in there to kind of bring some of the scenes that aren't necessarily comedic. But you know, to me, that's such a small thing because they're very rarely not on screen together. And when there's something like funny for other characters, it's kind of like lighthearted funny. Like with the cops and shit like that. So I don't know, man. I liked it a lot. All right, 0 to 5. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say they wrapped it up in a nice way too, because I really wasn't sure how they were going to end it.
That's the other thing. I was looking at my watch like, wait, this movie's not that long. This can't, like, how they going to end this? And it was like, oh, that's cute. All right. I'll watch them do this again.
So I would give it 4. I'd give it a solid 4.
I think I would give it a 4.5 out of 5, man. Like I would give it a straight up 5. But like I feel like maybe if I saw it in the theater, I'd give it a 5. I don't know. You know what? I'll give it a 5. I love it. Maybe it's just because look, maybe I'm just in love with Issa Rae and I just am the last to admit it. Okay, I don't know, but she just be dropping bomb ass movies, and I think she's really funny. And I thought Kamau Nanjiani was really funny, and the movie wasn't never really like gross or anything. It's not very sexual. It's actually not very, for that to have murders, it's not really gory. Like, it's just a good funny movie. I don't know.
Yeah, even when they killed that guy in the beginning and they kept running him over in the car, they made that shit funny.
Yeah, and you never see you don't see him get all fucked up or nothing.
Yeah, they show Issa Kamal's face and you're like, and the way they looking is like they turned it into a joke, that serious moment. Like, it's, yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's good, man.
Shit was cute. I will watch it again. 5 out of 5. All right, y'all. That's it. Since y'all didn't leave no fucking feedback, you fucking. Nah, just kidding. That's it. That's it for this episode.
You F words.
You F words. Yeah. It was, freeloaders. Fans. Freeloaders.
Freeloaders. Fans.
Fans. Nah. That's it, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Talk to y'all later. Peace.